Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Tes. Shavuos Tes, we are on Ches Amebeis. B'ez Hashem, we'll get back to a somewhat of a regular schedule as we are back. So the next couple of days will be put up as we usually do. But B'ez Hashem, today, right now, we have daf Tes, Ches Amebeis. We will start with the two dots. So we are discussing, as we know, all of the different Chiyuvei Shvua based on the Chata'im having to do with Tumah, having to do with Tumah's Mikdash. And the Mishnah had said, as the Gemara quotes here, if there is a chait of Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav, and there was no Yediyah Batchila, Ein ba Yediyah Batchila v'yesh ba Yediyah Basof, he knew about it eventually, but there was no Yediyah Batchila, so that is not a chi of Olav Yored, as we know according to the Tanakhama, because that is a prerequisite for a Olav Yored is having Yediyah Batchila, so which carbon covers this? So Seir Hanasa Bachutz Yom Kippur Mechaper. So the Seir is done on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper along with Tshuva, as we mentioned in the Mishnah back on Daf Beis. So says the Gemara Michti, Askushe Iskish Lahadadi. If you look in Parshas Pinchas, the Psukim themselves compare the Seir Hanasa Bachutz and the Seir Hanasa Bifnim. So why don't we say that the carbon will be mechaper on itself? The seir ha-naaseh bachutz will be mechaper on itself and on the chitzon. V'nafkamina lehecha delo aver chitzon. Nafkamina would be, let's say you don't do the chitzon. Rashi says, let's say there aren't enough animals. Lo haya lohem seirim b'chal hatzarech. So why don't we say that the pnimi would cover both, right? We know this is based on the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, by all the carbonous musafin in Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Pasuk itself links the two karbanos together, says the Torah at the end of the section of Yom Kippur. We mentioned Inui. Remember, this is in addition to the separate avodos and karbanos mentioned in Achremos. This is in Pinchas. So you should bring an Ola the regular menachos, and then the Gemara, the Torah adds, Seir izim echal lachatas, milvad olas chatas hakipurim v'olas hatamid, u'minchazav v'neskehem. Right, bring the Seir izim for a chatas, like you have by other musafin, besides the chatas hakipurim. So it links it in the pasuk itself. So ask the Gemara, maybe the linkage should be based on the kapara itself, and therefore the kapara, the pnimi, should cover for both types of Tumas Mikdash, and the Nafkamina is if you didn't bring the Chitzon. Answers the Gemara, no, Amar Kra, Achas, Kapara, Achas, Mechaper, Ve'ina Mechaper, Shei Kaparas. Right, the Pasuk says, Achas, no, it'll be Mechaper for one thing, it won't be Mechaper for two. Right, Achas, Bashana, right, Rashi quotes the Psukim, Achas, Bashana, Vechiper, Aaron, Al Karnosav, Achas bashana midam chatas akipurim. Achas bashana yechaper bereshi dekra samach achas lechaper al karnosav. And we darshin that is only kapara achas, Rashi explains. That's one side. Let's do the other side. V'nechaper chitzon. Why don't we say the other way then? If you have achas by pnimi, so that's why it's only mechaper on one. V'nechaper chitzon adidei via my David pnimi. So why don't you say the chitzon has both powers? Does Bechaper for the chait that we already ascribe to it and what the pnimi is Bechaper for? V'nafkamina l'tumma t'ire beizelazeh. What about tumma that happens in between bringing the chitzon and the pnimi and the chitzon? Again, we're so medactic. This is what we mentioned, this at least implicitly. So many karbanas related to tumas mikdash. Just in case, right? Other averas that we didn't know about, there aren't as many details and karbanas given just to be mechaper for that, because here the averos aren't just on the gavra, they're in the makom, and that's why we want to be mechaper for all of these and go above and beyond, because it's a violation, so to speak, of the makom, and that is something that even if a person never knows about, right? Ein bo yediyah batchila v'lo basof. Right, so do you need a kapara for that? We'll talk about it, but we are above and beyond a little bit because we care about the Kedusha and the violation of the Makom itself. So either way, maybe there was a Tumah that happened between these Karbanos, and therefore we should say that the Chitzor is Mechaper on both. So Amar Kra, no, Achas Bashana. Kaparazu Lote, Ela Achas Bashana, only one. The Pnei Yeshua here deals with the question, wondering what the Kaparas for each of these Karbanos are, quoting, or paraphrasing, I should say, the Gemara we had at the end of Maseches Makos. Remember we had at the end of Makos, the last Mishnah in Maseches Makos dealt with the Shita of Rabbi Chanana ben Gamliel. Chav Gimel Amin Aleph going over to the base. Chanana ben Gamliel said that every time somebody gets Malkos, they're nifter from Karis. That was the Shita, and we had the different Shitas in Hanoim, whether that was true or not. The Mishnah said, Kol Chai V'Krisa Shalaku, Niftri De Krisasam. If a Chai V'Krisa gets Malkus, then they'll get Pater from their Kares. And that what we mentioned then also, that was what was related to the issue of the Smicha controversy that was trying to be brought back in the days of the Rambam. That was based on the idea of the Spanish Muranos, some of them who wanted to be able to get Malkus in order to be Niftar from the Kares, that some of them might have been involved in, and you can only get Malkus if you have a Sanhedrin. And that's why they wanted so much to have the case of Smuchin. That was the driving force. But that's based on the Shita of Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel. And the Gemara says there that the Chaverav of Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel argued on him, and we quoted the Mishnah from Maseches Megillah. Ein beit Shabbos yom kippurim ela shezez dono bidei shamayim vezez dono bihi kares. And if it's true that kares also has malchus, then it's both bidei adam. Okay, we quoted that machlokas. We said maybe it's Rabbi Yitzchak that Chayvei Krisis don't have malchus. But then the Gemara says Amar of Yosef. Man solak le'ilavasa. What difference does it make anyway? You're right about, is there kares removed? Is there no kares removed? What, did somebody go upstairs and find out exactly what's going on the scorecard in Shemayim and come down and tell us? Right, so what's the whole discussion of whether it's niftei de kares or not? What difference does it make? Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. And the Gemara answers, Amar le Abaya. Abaya said no, that there were, it means that, hiskimu bezin shalmala to what happened to the bezin shalmala. So with Darshanim Psukim based to teach us these things. But says the Pnei Yeshua using that Gemara, so what's going on here? What's Mechaper for what? Man de Salak La'ela V'asa? Did somebody go up and let us know? L'may Nafkamina. L'may Nafkamina to if there aren't enough Karbanas. There aren't enough Karbanas, you bring this Karban and you hope for the best. You know, what difference Nafkamina L'maysa is it? So says the Pnei Yeshua, maybe, because a couple of answers, but the first one is, maybe it has to do with, can you bring a carbon, an animal designated for one carbon in place of the other one? Meaning that's another Nafkamina in terms of L'maysa and the relationship between the carbonas. And he quotes a Gemara later on as well, but maybe he says the Pnei Yeshua, maybe that's the nafkamina that would come up in this regard. Number one. Another point I wanted to mention about Achas Bashana, the uniqueness of this carbon of Achas Bashana, as we know also, the uniqueness of the kapara of Yom Kippur, called Achas Bashana. So this is emphasized by the Klayakar, the uniqueness of the Kapara of Yom Kippur, which Pastor will get back to in a few minutes as well. But Yom Kippur is Achas Bashana, right? It is the unique day. As we mentioned often, the Mesechta is called Yuma. It's just called the day. You don't even have to call it what kind of day, just Yuma, because it's the day. It is a unique, special day. All of these unique Karbanos, both Bifnim and Bachutz, have to do with the unique avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. The Klal Yakar even emphasizes that the pasuk tells us Vayava b'chol eisa l'kodesh that the Kohen Gadol can never come in. Vayava b'chol eisa l'kodesh, and the Klal Yakar says that's not meduktak because he can come in once a year. So what does it mean b'chol eis? Ki mashma b'chol eis v'yava avol aprakim yava uva emes eino kesher eino baki impa machas b'shana. He only comes in one time. So what does he mean? He doesn't come in all the time. He comes in sometimes. No, he only comes in once. V'omer ani, says the Klal Yakar, no, take the understanding in the opposite way, that he never comes in. B'chaleis, shatam iser b'yaso shama talui b'chatas ha'am, ki avonosam avdilin b'inam levein Eloheihem. V'kilkula monea gam b'yas ha'kohen. Right, the reason that we can't go in all the time and our avonos are mavdil between us and Hashem, ki ashba sa'am tlu yabo. And the Klal Yakar says, Yisrael. b'Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is a unique day. Shekol Yisrael nimshul b'Yamahu b'malachei hashareis shehem l'mala min hazman. On Yom Kippur, we're compared to malachim, we're above time. Ve'ein zman sholeit b'hem. And zman is not sholeit on us. V'yalkein dome yom kado zeh ki'ilu eino michlal ha'eis v'hazman. This day is as if it's above time. The Torah tells us, the opposite understanding of what he started off with. He can never come in. Ah, he comes in on Yom Kippur, because that's Lamala ben Azman. Yom Kippur is not governed by the regular rules of time. And that's what he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, that Hasatan is Gematria 364, because there's one day of the year that is above the power of the Satan. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebechol Yivos HaShanah Satan Maseh Yisahar Sholeit Bibrios Kulam Bechlal Ha'es. Chutz Biyom Zeh Shein L'Satan Memshalabo. And therefore, there's no time. Ukshamar v'yava b'chal eis ramash lo yava klal b'shum yom shu b'chal ha'eis kiim b'yom she'eno b'chal ha'eis hu yom slichu mechila shishol nimshul b'ol malachei shareis. And that also, by the way, is the power of tshuva. Because tshuva is me'ah hazman, tshuva is going back in time. So maybe we need a day like Yom Kippur that is me'al hazman to be able to have the ultimate functioning of tshuva. Because tshuva is me'al hazman. And items are erased that happened already because there's no before and after and in the future on Yom Kippur, right? It's all merged, and that is why it is alluded to in the Achas Bashana and El Yava B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. We mentioned the number of Mefarshim, the Meshech Chachma, and others quote the Gra on the Val Yava B'chol Eis El HaKodesh, that if you look throughout the Avoda of Yom HaKippurim, the whole section in Achremos, it doesn't mention anywhere that it's talking about Yom Kippur. Right, the whole avoda, the beginning of Achremos, goes through the special avoda that's done by the Kohen Gadol. It just says, "Val yavo b'chal Yisrael kodesh, bezos yavo Aaron." Aaron can go in, and it goes through the entire discussion of what the avoda is, and then all the way at the end of the section, after talking about the seer mishtaleach and the seer hanasim ifnim, at the end, then on pasuk chavtes. 29 psukim in, v'haysa lachem l'chukas olam b'chodesh ha'shvi b'elsa l'chodesh. Tanu atav shosechem, k'vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem b'chulu. This is when it's done. And the Gra points out, quoted by the Ksav HaKabbalah, quoted by the Meshech Chachma, that really Aaron HaKohen himself could have gone in any day he wanted. Any day he wanted, if he would have done this avoda. Later, Kohanim only could go in on Yom Kippur, but Aaron HaKohen could have gone in always, because in the Midbar, with Adonai HaKavod that were resting, so that was had the special din of Yom Kippur throughout the year for Aaron HaKohen. So it was a Bechol Eis for Aaron HaKohen, trying to put these two thoughts together. Aaron HaKohen was Me'al HaZman whenever he wanted to go in. Yeah, but that is the diuk in the psukim that the Gra has, that Yom Kippur is only mentioned at the end, but either way, this has to do with the unique kapara of Yom Kippur, Achas Bashana. This kapara should only be done in this way. Good. So now we continue with Rabbi Yishmael. Top line. Ulu Rabbi Yishmael to Amar, Ein Vaidiyah Batchila Veish Vaidiyah Basov, Bar Karban Hu. Rabbi Yishmael was against some of the shittas we had before. Rabbi Yishmael does not have a requirement. He does not have a prerequisite of Yediyah Batchila in order to be Mechayev the Karban Olav Yored. Remember, Olav Yored comes for the specific specific Averis in Vayikra Perakeh, where it's mentioned the Karban Asham. I'm sorry, the before the Asham, the Olav Yored, the Chatas Olav Yored. We have the discussion of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv, among the other three Averos. So Rabbi Shmuel says that even without a Yediyah Batchila, he never knew he was Tameh. Never knew he was Tamei. And he only realizes it afterwards. So that is also a bar karban, according to Rabbi Yishmael. So according to him, Sir Hanaseh Bachutz Amay Mechaper. So what do you need the Sir Hanaseh Bachutz to be Mechaper for if the already takes care of it? Al She'ein Bayadiyad Lo Betchila V'Lo Basof. For the Tumah that a person never knew or never found out about. An Avera that is totally beyond a person's knowledge. So the Gemara says, you need the Seer Bachutz for that. Hi, Seer Hawar Golem, the Seer Shechadashim Mechaper. We already had that in the Mishnah. That's covered by the Karbanas Musaf of every Regel and every Rosh Chodesh. Savarla Karebi Meir, the Amar, Rabbi Meir said back in our Mishnah, Kol HaSeerim Kaparasan Shaveh Al Tomas Mikdash V'Kadashim. There's overlap, Rabbi Meir said, for Tomas Mikdash V'Kadashim. So you're right, in a Chinami, it is It is covered by both. Rashi says, again, nafkamina, what do you need two karbanos to cover the same thing? Tumah ben zulazu. If you brought one and then there's tuma in between, so this covers it even afterwards. El lamai helchasa iska shchitz on the panimi. So then, according to this, we didn't compare like we did in the first discussion today, that the chitz and the panimi are compared. So what would the chitz and the panimi be compared for according to Rabbi Yishmael? So ma panimi ena machaper b'shara averos, av chitzot ena machaper b'shara averos. Only tumas mikdash v'kadashiv that there is no knowledge about are these karbanas used to cover for. Remember, all of these karbanas in the first Mishnah, it's all about tumas mikdash v'kadashiv. Right, because we are so concerned, not just about the Avera, but about the Makom, about the violation of the Makom, and that's why we have so many Karbanas. Even, how long is it, Bein Zeh LaZeh? A couple of minutes? But still, we want to make sure everything's covered, so the Kapara element is brought. So that's, it's not Machaper for Shar Averis. Other parts of Yom Kippur are Machaper for Shar Averis. Right here, we're not talking about this Ir Lazazel. But we know the Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva all the different details of what the Se'irim and the other Karbanos are Mechaper for. The Rambam says, Se'ir HaMishtaleach, this is Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, after going through general Tshuva issues, the person has to do Tshuva and say Vidui, Chatas Yevisi Peshati Lefanecha, the three parts to the Vidui, and even when you bring a Karban Chatas and Asham, you have to do Vidui, but there on the Rambam gets it to Yom Kippur. Se'ir HaMishtaleach, Lefishu Kapara Lechol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Misvadeh Alav Alashon Kol Yisrael. Since it's a kapara relating to all Jews, the Kohen Gadol says a vidui for all Jews. Shneemar v'hisvadei alav eskalav anos b'nei Yisrael. Seir mishtaleach v'chaper al kol averas shebatorah. All averas, right? Unlike what we just said here in our Gemara, which is limited to the specific seir hanaseh b'fnim and the other related karbanos, the Rambam says the seir mishtaleach is Mechaper on everything. Hakalos vachamuros. Bein sha'avar bezadon, bein sha'avar beshkaga. Bein shahodalo, bein shalo hodalo. Whether he knew about it or he didn't know about it. Hakol mischaper vizir mishtaleach. It's an all-encompassing kapara. Vahu sha'asa tshuva. As long as tshuva was done, avalam lo asa tshuva, the Rambam has an unusual formulation. If he didn't do tshuva, what would we expect him to say? It doesn't work. No, the Rambam limits it, but doesn't say it doesn't work. Im lo asa tshuva, ein asir mechaper lo, ela al hakalos. It still works, but only on kalos. The magical power of Yom Kippur, even without tshuva. Umayin hakalos, and mehayin hachamuros, and what are the kalos? Hachamuros, hein aveir shachayavet alav misas bezdin, o kares. Chamuros are kares, or worse. Why? We'll talk about that in Bezrim in a minute. V'shvu ashav v'sheker, avo b'yishim b'kare sarahim and chamuros, v'shar mitzvah slos hazeh mitzvah zeh shem v'en kare hein hakalos. Those are the kalos. The big shaila on the Rambam and based on Chazal is how could it work if I didn't do tshuva? Even on just kalos. How could it work? Question one. Question two, also the Rambam is very verbose towards the beginning of this halacha. What does he mean? Lefishu kapara l'chol Yisrael, kohen gadol mizvada alav alashon kol Yisrael. Just say, he does the vidui for the Kol Yisrael on the Seir Mishaleach. What exactly does that mean? So, many develop the idea, Rav Soloveitchik has this in Al HaTshuva, that Yom Kippur has a double kapara. Yom Kippur is a kapara on each and every individual, on each and every yachid, as well as kaparas hatzibur. And he gives the mashal, the chilik between, this is in Al HaTshuva on page 74, right, the difference between a karban tzibur and a karban shutfin. What if all B'nai Yisrael get together? Millions of Jews get together to bring a carbon together. Is that possible? Yes. It's a carbon of shutfin. But they do not lose their identity when they bring this carbon. Partners in a carbon do not lose their identity. It's still called, considered a million people bringing a carbon. And the kapara relates, and the carbon relates to each and every one of the ba'alei ha-carbon. And there are many of them. Each shutaf is a ba'al ha-carbon. But then there's a concept called a carbon sibur. A carbon sibur is brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. There's only one bialim. There's not each and every person. There's one bialim, and that's the tzibur itself. The tzibur itself. He doesn't quote it, but a mashal, carbon mincha. Carbon mincha cannot be brought by shutfis, but it can be brought carbon sibur. Right? The shnei halechem and the lechem upon him. That's carbon sibur. But that's why you can't bring carbon mincha as a shutfin. Why? Because a carbon mincha requires unity. And requires a yachid. So a yachid could be an individual yachid, or it could be an entity, institution, that's called a yachid. And that's karbon tzibur. Yom Kippur has the double element of kapara. Kippur has, what do we say in the bracha? La'avonoseinu v'la'avonos kalamo beis Yisrael. The double lashon. La'avonoseinu, our personal avonos, are wiped away. And also, la'avonos kol beis Yisrael. Chesrev Soloveitchik, Yom Kippur does both. Ezeo kapar shel Yom Kippurim. He quotes the bracha, as we just said. Solech la'avonoseinu, avonoseinu ki yechidim, v'la'avonos amo beis Yisrael, imkvar nemar la'avonoseinu, lama v'la'avonos amo beis Yisrael, mikan, shebiyom ha-kipurim yeshnam shnei sugei kapara. Ha-kapara ha-achas hi individualit, pratit, l'kol yachin v'yachin v'Yisrael, kol Yehudi yachol l'zakos, im yesh lo kochos ha-nefesh ha-ruyim l'kach, lihi toher biyom ha-kipurim yavonos v'yitumas ha-chet, v'lavo l'fnei Hashem. Every individual. Avogam Knesses Yisrael Bishle Musa. Ki ani ka ani mistori echad. Ki ishiyut atzmit mitaherbiomazeh lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how we zocha to that? As long as I connect myself to the Tzibur. That's how the Seir Mishaleach could work even for the kalos. Because what are the kalos? The kalos are the averas that I personally did, but I haven't cut myself off from the Tzibur. What are the chamuros? Kares or worse. Meaning, I've cut myself off from the Tzibur. That's why I won't be Zoche to get this special magical kapara of the Seir HaMishtaleach, because I'm not part of the Tzibur. I've reflected in my actions that I am not interested in this kapara. So this is the magical nature of the kapara of Yom Kippur that covers all averus. Even the Argamar says specifically, certain karbonos of Yom Kippur do not cover other averos, comparing to the chitzom to the pnimi, but the Seir HaMishtaleach, the Rambam says, covers everything. Just to read, once we have it open, just to read the next halacha of the Rambam, and halacha gimel, the Rambam says, and what about Bezman Hazeh? What about Bezman Hazeh, where we're lacking? Bezman she'ein beis ha-migdash kayim ve'ein lanu mizbeach kapara, ein sham ela tshuva. Tshuva covers everything. Ha-tshuva mechaberes al kol ha-averos. Afilu rasha kol yama v'yasa tshuva ba'achrona, ein maskirin lo sham risho, shenemar v'risha sarasha li'kosho ba, b'yom tshuva mi'risho. V'atzmo she'yom ha-kipur mechaper, l'shavim. Shenemar ki v'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. We still have a power. We still have a power. We discussed this a little bit in other contexts, and this was the tremendous chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. Right? After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there were two opposite ways that we could go about viewing life and Yom Kippur. Right, Rachmana Litzlan, there was Oso Ha'ish, there was the Yeshu way, and there was Rabbi Akiva way. What are the Yeshu way, and what did he develop for his students? He said, there's something called sacrifice. I'll take one for the team. Right, and he'll sacrifice, and through his own personal sacrifice, everybody will achieve kapara. Right, that was how he viewed it. That's not what Rabbi Akiva said, right? Because that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the view of Chazal. No, it was just that the kapara switched from the avoda to tshuva and tefillah. Right? Ein kapara ella. What is the last mission? Yuma. Ma mikvah mitaras atzmeim. Ma fakadosh baruch hu mitaras Yisrael. It's a direct connection. Rabbi Akiva was mechadesh that it's not just the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. Every single Jew can have that power to be mechaper, mitchaper, or michaper directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That was the goblet of what Rabbi Akiva said. Ashreichem Yisrael. Lefni mi atem mitar mi mitar eschem. He was mechadesh that after Yom Kippur there is still hope, there is still a way to achieve kapara. And that fits into what we mentioned a week and a half ago in the end of Makos. Right, this is part of Rabbi Akiva's attitude of always being positive and always being optimistic. Right, the Shualim in the Beis HaMikdash and the end of his life. I've waited for this moment all my life to be able to achieve kapara. And even after losing 24,000 Talmidim, he's able to move on. And that's why they come to him at the Seder. Right, four examples. Right, they come to him at the Seder to get chizuk, because you call this a Seder, where's the Korban Pesach? They come to him. So here's a fifth one. Rabbi Akiva has that attitude about Yom Kippur post-Churban to give chizuk to all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll leave it for now. Let's continue. Two dots. Says the Gemara. Al she'en ba'yidiyya b'tchila v'lo basof. Si'iri regalam v'si'iri shechalash v'chapin devir Rabbi Yehuda. So we just mentioned that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's covered by other karbanas as well. But the Mishnah says, if there's no yidiyya, beginning or end, nobody knows. Si'iri regalim, so then the karban is musaf that we bring on the regal in Rosh Chodesh, that is v'chapin devir Rabbi Yehuda. Amr Rabbi Yehuda b'amr Shmuel. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, asks what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yehuda the Amora, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, asks what's the reason for the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, that these karbanas will be mischaper for Ein Bo Yediyah at all. Amar Kra, Usiri Zimechar L'chatas L'Hashem, Chet She'in Makar Bo Ela Hashem. a chait that only Hashem knows about. That's what we dash for the word Lashem. It's specifically written there by the Karban of Rosh Chodesh. Yehi Sa'ir Zeh Mechaper. So a chait that only Hashem knows about. So this seir will be Mechaper for. Right? That's written, as Rashi says, Bishal Rosh Chodesh Ksiv. Chadas Lashem is written there. Vahai says the Gemara, wait a minute. So you use that Lashem to teach me that Karban Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for Averas that we never knew and never will know. Taimi boyle the kid Reish Lakish. Well, don't we already use that up for Reish Lakish? Dom Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, again, much has been written on this line of Reish Lakish. Dom Reish Lakish. Manish Tanasir Shal Rosh Chodesh Nerba Lashem. Why does the Dafka say Lashem when it comes to the carbon of Rosh Chodesh? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seir Zeh Yehakapara Al Shemi Atati Asayareach. Right, I need a kapara, Hashem says, because I minimized the moon. Right, when the moon complained, there can't be two kings in one place. I minimized the moon, and because of that, every Rosh Chodesh, I have to appease the moon, so to speak. So bring a carbon on my behalf, says Hashem. Al shemiyat d'yasareyareach. So you see, we'll talk about that, but let's just finish. So you see, it's used up. It's used up to teach me Lashem. So you can't use that Lashem to teach me that it's mechaper on averes that we never knew and never will know. So im kain leimer kra al Hashem, my la Hashem kid l'kid amran. What is la Hashem? No, that's to teach me l'kid amran. As we said, it could be both. Ve'im alakulei l'ach yudasa. So maybe that's all it's coming to teach me. Maybe it's only coming to teach me the din and not the idea of mi'atati sayareach. Im kain leimer kra chatas Hashem, my la Hashem shma mina tarti. So we know it is mechaper on both. Okay, stop there for a moment. So what exactly does this mean? Al shemi atzi yasei areach, Hashem made the moon smaller, so he needs a kapara. So you see in the Gilyon here on the side, Zehu sod mi sodos ha-kabbalah, ve'ein lahavino kemashma'o. We can't understand this. Chas v'shalom, ki kvod kvod bas melech p'nima. Just let it be hidden. Let it be hidden, the Gilyon says, whatever this means, right, that Hashem was a memai. But if we could try, maybe not our own, but we could go through some of the mefarshim that they relate this in this regard. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos, one line Tosfos. Seir zeh yikapara alai, pirish ba'aruch. Seir zeh kapara li Yisrael. The aruch flips it on its head. Does not mean what it says it means. It doesn't mean that B'nai Hashem needs a kapara. The Jews need a kapara. We need a kapara. We, B'nai Yisrael, need a kapara. That's what it means. A little difficult to put into the words. But kapara, it should be a kapara for B'nai Yisrael. So what exactly does that mean? So a couple of different ideas suggested. The Chassam Sofer writes in one of his, in one place, in the Chidush HaManchulin and others, the Chassam Sofer writes, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu pieis halavana, shelo asid lavo tismalei pikimasa, v'yar havana ka'arachama. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller. But what do we say in Kiddush Levana? We say when Mashiach comes, the moon's gonna become big again. There's gonna be another Ma'or HaGadol. But, what's the problem? We're not letting Mashiach come. Right, it's our fault that we're delaying the Mashiach. So that's what it means, that it's really a karban for us connected to the mi'ad of the Yireach. Hashem was b'mayad the Yireach, but he promised the Yireach that Lasa Lavo, when we're Zocha, will be Zocha to the two great Ma'oros. But, the Bazesh Anu Makalkalim Ma'asenu, Anu Ma'arichim Agalus, V'halavana Misra Emes, Shlomir Hashem, L'kayim Avtachaso, Imkein Anu Agarmin La'ar Taromas Halavana. And that's why that's Tosfos in the name of the Aruch, that it's really we are bringing the carbon, on their behalf. So that's the Aruch really taking it, away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. The Yaris Vash of Yonas and Ibishitz, says maybe it's related to the Malachim. That the Malachim were the ones that complained, not actually the moon, that you can't have two, Ksarim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Kapar for the Malachim. Sometimes the Malachim are called in the name of Hashem, as the Gemara says elsewhere. But either way, this is a couple of different ideas related. Maybe one more, the Tosa Rush here explains. Shebevada ena kavanah shakadosh baruch hu tzorach lechaper al maisav. Chas v'shalom. Ela kavanas ha-Torah lelameid otanu kan derech eretz. This is one of those areas where, don't take it literally, Nase Adam, and among the others, right, Hashem went down to judge Migdal Bavel. It's all to teach us derech eretz. Not that it's really something about him, right? Mishum, and what is that? What's the derech eretz? Sha'afim saracha ever lefnei adono at shehutzrach liyasro mutal ha'ad lefayso acharkach. Even if somebody does something wrong, and somebody complains about something, and they weren't right, and the master had to take care of that eved, it's still a good idea to try to be make up and to have a good relationship with the one who you had to be miyaser. So even though the moon deserved it, right? The moon complained, as the Gemara says in Chulin, but still Hashem takes it to heart that this is what is needed. If you look at the Maariv Chayis, see the Maariv Chayis tries to put together what the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim and our Gemara. Right? What is that? Says the Maariv Chayis. The Kasher. The Rambam, right, talks about this Gemara. What was it? What's the Rambam going to do about this Gemara? In his rationalist viewpoints. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says, why does it say Lashem by the Chatas? So our Gemara says an answer. The Rambam gives a different answer. The law of Marchatas Lashem, Ulishlamim Lashem, Ebreshe Hayunechalin. The Kasha Chashash, She Yomru, She Yidame Besirash Chodesh, U Carbon Lilavana, Kemosha Yosin Hamitsriim, She Grivu Lilavana Barashi Chadashim. This carbon, says the Rambam, could have given the misimpression that was sacrificing to the moon. Because every day you bring a carbon, okay, you bring a carbon. How do you, there's nothing specific about the sun that day. But the moon, the Goyim, he quotes, the Odi Avodah Zarah, used to bring carbonas to the moon on Rosh Chodesh. Because that's something that happens every single month, and it's the orbit, and it's the way of nature. Bi'er bo, shezu l'mitzvah Hashem v'lo l'alavana. Says the Rambam, that's why Dafka says Lashem in the Torah. Make sure your focus on this carbon that's brought every Yom Kippur is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubir be'akas of chatas Lashem ve'in lochush b'shar ha'regalim. The other regalim you don't have to worry about. Why? Because it's brought on the 15th, on the 6th. It's not connected. It's not obviously seen that maybe it's connected to the moon. So there's no worry about Rosh Chodesh. That's a problem. That's a chag tiv'i misibuv ha-yareach. V'nishtatvu ha-umos bazeh. V'ikrivu li-yareach. And that's why you dafka have to say Lashem. And the Maariv Chayis then goes into, so what does Ram do with our Gemara? Right? The Ram gives a totally different reason than our Gemara says. The Ram says, oh, because you don't want people to think that you're giving a sacrifice to the moon. Our Gemara says, it's a kapara for Hashem that he was memayit li-yareach. The timiyah li-sharamim lo hisarer ki be'ikr kushis kfar hisarer b'talmud kan. V'tirtu teretz acher. So he goes and tries to work very hard to try to put together the Rambam's reason and the Gemara's reason. The Rambam says, ulam. But before the moon became smaller, so you didn't have this natural phenomenon of the moon getting smaller and bigger every month. That's how it connects. Because of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, it made the moon smaller. That's why we have this worry of, it looks like that we are sacrificing to the moon. And that's why, if Hashem wouldn't have done that, so to speak, kaviyachol, so then we wouldn't have this natural phenomenon of recognition of the moon, and therefore, that's how the Maariv Chayis connects the Rambam and the Gemara. We do know that this comes up, though, halakha l'maisa. Comes up halakha l'maisa, besides in the Karbanas. And that is the Bir Halacha. You know, the Bir Halacha in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, when the Siman on Kiddush Levana. One Siman on Kiddush Levana in Shulchan Aruch, Taf, Chav, Vav. There it talks about we dance, and the godless of Kiddush Levana, and one of the only mitzvahs that we have, that we dafka do it in Shabbos clothes, to be Mevusam u'Bugadav Na'im. So there, the Mishnah Berura, the Bir Halacha, quotes the Minhag that many in Klal Yisrael have, to say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana again, even though we just said Aleinu in Shul. So why is that a Minhag? So again, same idea like the Rambam says here. Shalo yitu chas v'shalom b'meshanu yotzim neged alavana u'smeichin negda sheish b'shum chshash rayon shanu nosim kavod alavana. V'lachain, people might think, oh, what are they doing to the moon? What are these Jews doing? L'kach anu omrim aleinu l'shaveach ladon hakol. Hashem hu elokim b'shvayim yimal v'yalaris mitachas ein od. So we don't give off any misimpression. Along with the minhagim and halachas of which way we're supposed to face, we're not supposed to face the moon totally. So either way, that is the idea. One final point, and then we'll continue. Again, this is the line where there's a lot of action on today's daf. The Chashukei Chemed here discusses what happens if there are two twins in a class. They both are doing very well. One of them does super on a test, and the other one does great. Is it okay to give the super one a pras gadol yoter than the others, or it's just going to cause friction and strife, and you shouldn't do it? So he quotes from Rev Al Yashiv, his father-in-law, why didn't Hashem just make the sun bigger? Why do you have to make the moon smaller? Right? So maybe that was the chait. The chait was the removal of something else. So says Rev Al Yashiv, so in this type of case, maybe giving a little bit more to someone, giving something good to both, giving a little more is not a problem. The person realizes that I got this, and a little bit more is nothing negative to me. It's just, something more to my friend. He gets a little bit more. And he continues discussing other interesting chinuch inyanim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. V'nechaber, fourth wide line. V'nechaber nami afilu b'shar averos. If this carbon is mechaper on so much, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, so why don't we say it's even more averos? Why is it only on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha? Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Hoil v'zeh bab izman kavua, v'zeh bab izman kavua, since the Yom Kippur carbon comes at a set time, and the Rosh Chodesh carbon comes at a set time, so we compare them, ma'azeh ina mechaper ela Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha, avzeh ina mechaper ela Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. So all of these musafin are only mechaper for the Tumas Mikdash issues. Ashkechan Siri Rosh Chodeshim, Siri Haragalim Inala, and so I know the Siri Rosh Chodesh, where it says Lashem, is mechaper on this Avera. How do I know the Siri Regalim also are mechaper? So we'll get to the relationship soon between the Shem Rosh Chodesh and the Regel. V'chitema, ha'namik the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, maybe it's similar to the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. What we said before, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, which says that you compare, just like Yom Kippur, so to Rosh Chodesh, right? Rashi here quotes what we had before. Maybe it's like that. So the Gemara's meaning is basically a mamatzinu. Maybe we should just compare it. Mamatzinu is the lowest level comparison. Any slight difference can knock out the comparison. So maybe we should compare it. Ha'anam ki devar tani Rabbi Shmuel. No, says the Gemara. Yikil mifrach. Imi de Rosh Chodesh shekein tadir. Your Rosh Chodesh is different because it's more common than any other of the Chagim. It's tadir. And that gives it power. Imi de Yom HaKippurim shekein meruba kaparaso. Yom Kippur, it has a qualitatively different type of kapara. Right? Rashi quotes here, mechaper al kol averos. Right? So you can't compare Yom Kippur and Regel based on a plain mamatzinu. V'chitema hagamrina Rosh Chodesh midi Yom Kippur v'lo parchinan. But we learned before, right, that we learn certain elements from Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur, and we don't ask, right? We just said, just like Yom Kippur is only mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, so too Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara said, no. Hasam kapara michtav ksiva giluya milsa ba'almahu. Over there, it just says, it talks about kapara, and now we're just being megale, what is that kapara? Aval hacha, but here, ikala meira kula milsa lo gamrinan. Here, maybe the whole idea, the kapara is rock, maybe only for averes kalos, and not for chayve krisus, and not for anything more chamor. Right? So how do you know to compare it in that way? So again, let's just finish the conversation, and then we'll go back to make some points. Ella, okay, this is the way that you understand it. Again, that it's limited to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav in this regard, even and even the Siri Regalim also are compared to it in that regard. Seir U Seir, all of the Kamanas Musaf and Pinchas have a Vav. U Seir, just like Rabbi Yerucham Rechanina says that elsewhere, Hachanami Seir U Seir. So after listing off, remember, what do we have in Pinchas? We have Shabbos, we have Rosh Chodesh, and then we have all the Regalim, all connected with the Vav. So if it is Kish Seir Regalim, let's Seir Rosh Chodeshim, and they're compared, and therefore, Ma Seir Rosh Chodeshim, Eina Mechabrin, Ela Al She'in Ba'yidiyah Lo B'tchilav Lo Basof, Av Seir Regalim, Eina Mechabrin, Ela Al She'in Ba'yidiyah Lo B'tchilav Lo Basof, and only the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, only in that regard. If you look just in the Tosefta right here in the beginning of Shavuos, all the way in the back, the Tosefta says, Tosefta Beis, Hayer Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kashe Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav Mikol Averos Shabbatorah. Wow. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is more chamur. Shekol Averos Shabbatorah Mischapros B'Seir Achas. Right, the Seir HaMishtaleach gets covered, all the Averis get covered by that Seir. But Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Mischapris B'Lamed Be'Seirin. all the Seirei Rosh Chodesh and the Seirei Regalim, right, that need, all of them cover Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. Kol Avei Shabbat Torah Mishchabrus Palmachas Vashonim. Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav Mishchabrus Bekol Chodesh Vekodesh. All Averis, just Yom Kippur. Right, Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, we don't want to take any chances. Every month, every Chag, we have a kapara for Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. And he quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel. Lachin chaynu Hashem nu'um Hashem Elokim im lo ya'anes mikdashi timesa. Kashin hein shkutzin v'to'evo sha'asisa v'tumas mikdash v'kadashav kashin mikulan. We see the emphasis of Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav is so chamor. And then the Tosefta quotes a story that some are familiar with from Maseches Yuma. Right, a similar story. Ma'isa b'shnei ka'achim ha'kohanim she'yishavin v'ratzim olam ha'kavish. Remember the story? Two kohanim were running up the ramp of the Mizbeach. V'kadam echad me'em eschaveir alotok ha'ba'amos. One of them got ahead of the other one. And the second one was not too happy about that. So he took out his sword that he was going to use for Shechita, and he stabbed the one that was ahead of him. Bitzadok gets up and says, Achenu Beis Yisrael Arayo Omer, Ki Yimaseh Chala Ba'adama. Right? We have Egla Rufa. We have the anonymous corpse. That's if you measure. But here, it's in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in the Heichal. Oy, go, Kol Yisrael B'Bchi. Everybody starts crying. And then what happens? The father of the Tinok, the father of the child, comes and says, Ani kaparaschem, mifarperhu bani, v'sakin lo nitma. What does he say? In a mistake of the ages and a false way of looking at the hierarchy of values, quickly take the knife out of my son. So it doesn't become tame, tumas mikdash. Milame shetumas sakin ha'isakasha lahem yishvichas damim. So they took it even too far. We know tumas mikdash v'kadashav is kasha shebekulon. We know that. And that's why you have all these karbanas that are mechaper for it. But then the Gemara quotes an example of how it's taken too far. More than Shvichas Damim. More than that, terrible. As the Tosefta ends off, V'cheinu Omer V'gam Dam Naki Shafach Menashe. Right, we have the two days of what that means. Either a lot of people are just killed Yeshayo, his grandfather. Mikan Amru Ba'avon Shvichas Damim Shechina Na'alisu Beis HaMikdash Mitame. And it continues more in that Tosefta in Perek Aleph, all about the elements that are related. Again, there's a lot to talk about on these lines that we just went through. The element of tadir, right? We know the Mishnah Maseches Zvachim discusses tadir. If something is tadir and something is mekudash, which comes first? We know tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. Tadir always comes first. If it's tadir v'sheino tadir. But what if you have one thing that's tadir but one thing that's mekudash? Right? You have a carbon that's more common, but you have a carbon that's more holy. So that's the 10th parak of Zvachim, right? What's the name of the 10th parak of Zvachim? Parak Kol HaTadir. Kol HaTadir Mechaveiro Kodem Eschaveiro. Tzmidim Kodem L'Musafin. Mutzvei Shabbos Kodem L'Mutzvei Rosh Chodesh. Mutzvei Rosh Chodesh Kodem L'Mutzvei Rosh Hashanah. It goes through, but then the Gemara has the Safek, because the second Mishnah in that parak is Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveiro Kodem Eschaveiro. Dam Chadas Kodem L'Dam Ola. V'chulu V'chulu. All of these rules and regulations. And then the Gemara says, what about Tadir and Mekudash? If they go up against each other, which one wins? That's the Gemara after these first two Mishnayos of Tadir comes first and Mekudash comes first. What if you have Tadir versus Mekudash? These are the great Gemaras in the beginning of the 10th Parak HaZvachim in Kol HaTadir. The other point also, important point to mention, is the Gemara says here, you know Rosh Chodesh, what about the Regalim? Rosh Chodesh is not a Regal. Rosh Chodesh is not a Regal. The Gemara in Arachin, Daf Yud, discusses the requirements for Hallel. What do you need for Hallel? So the Gemara goes through. You need Moed. You need Isser Malacha. You need separate Karban. So the Gemara goes through there why Rosh Chodesh is excluded. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have an Isser Malacha. But it's not a Regel. So it goes through. So that's an important discussion also. We don't have time right now to go through the relationship between Rosh Chodesh and the other Regalim. We'll see at the end if there is any more time. Vayter, says the Mishnah, Iba Eluhu, Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Shein Bayadiyah Lo B'tchiv Lo Basov, when Rabbi Yehuda says that this karban covers, these karbanas cover, if you never knew about it, Hani Mili B'chetsha Ein Sof Alivada, is that only by a chet that you not only never knew, but you will never know? But a chait that there were witnesses to, and it could be that at one point you will know in the future, so then it's not included in the kapara of the musafin, but the unique karbanas of Yom Kippur will be mechaper for that. Should we understand it that way? Oh, Dilma, no. What do you say? No, now he doesn't know. Afilu chait shesof livada. Hashtami achata sheimakir bo'al Hashem karina bay. Right now, he doesn't know about it. So what they want to aid him? What maybe they will never come. So what do you consider, which carbon covers this Aveira? If there was a potential possibility that you will know at some point. So Tashma, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Al She'in Ba'yibba Yitriya Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof, V'chet She'sof Olivada, Sira Radalim, Regalim, Sira Shchodesh, V'chaprin, Div Rebbe Yehuda. So you see, even if it's Sof Olivada, it's covered by those Averas. The Shurim and Balacha here discuss, the concept, is an interesting concept, coming out of this Gemara. We need Kapara for Averas that we will never find out about. Even if it's an Avera that we had no idea that we did, and there's no idea that we will never find out about it, a Kapara is still required. Right? That's what it seems like. So is this only because it's Tumas Mikdash? That's the type of Avera it is, and therefore, like, as we said, it has to do with the Bizoin of the Mikdash, or does it have to do with Stam Averas? Right? This relates to the idea of Misasek a little bit. We speak about this in Hilchos Shabbos sometimes. Is there any reason to prevent Misasek? So there it's a little different. Misasek just means I don't even know I'm involved in the Aveira and I do it by accident without even being involved. I brush against the light switch. So that's worse than here because then I know Mamela that I did it, but it's not even called a Misa Aveira. But here, I did a Mamashan Aveira, but I never knew before or afterwards. Right? Is there any reason? What happened? What about the following case? What happens if I know somebody did an Aveira? Bishogeg. And it's not chayav a karbon. Is there any reason to tell the person to do tshuva? He never knew about it. He never knew before, he never knew afterwards. Right? Or, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe in Chelek Arachayim, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Hey. Kuf Ayin Hey. What if a husband and a wife, by mistake, were Mishamesh B'toch Vesta? Right? Onas Avest. Right? There was an Ona, they didn't realize the calendar, whatever, and the husband realizes it afterwards, or the wife realizes it afterwards, and the other one doesn't know. Is there any reason to tell the other person? So if it's about, so we remember better for next time, okay, fine. But what if that's not an issue? Conceptually, just about the time that already occurred. So Rav Moshe says, you see from our Gemara, the answer is yes. Right? Ain ba yidiyah batchila v'lo yidiyah basof. You still need a kapara. Rav Moshe says, b'davar im tzarech ha'ish lahodiya l'ishto, eich sheshagagu v'shimshu b'isr kedei shetashuv. Hine bereish shvuis chazinon sha'af shelo yada klal tzara kapara b'tomas mikdash v'kanasov v'isa b'daf dalid b'daf tes af shbe'ein sofo lihivada klal tzara kapara upashut. And this was our question, says Rav Moshe, upashut shekeinu b'chala mitzvos shetzara kapara v'imkein tov lohodiya l'isho kedei shetashuv v'tischaper. That's Rav Moshe here in the end of Simin Kuf Ayin Hey, a tshuva written in 1957. Says the Gemara. Finishing up this section. Reb Shimon Omer, Seir Regalim Mechaper, Mavalo Seir Resh Chodesh. Reb Shimon argues, the Seir Regalim are Mechaper for all of this, but not the Seir Resh Chodesh. Amar Reb Elazar Raboshi, Amai Taimad Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, if you remember, Seir Resh Chodesh is only Mechaper for a Tahar person who eats a Karban Tameh. That's what Reb Shimon said. So how do we know that? Amar Kra va'osa nasam lachem laseitz ezavon ho'eda. Right, it's singular. Va'osa, it I gave you to be to carry the avon ho'eda. V'haikra basir the Rosh Chodesh k'siv, and that's talking about the Seir Rosh Chodesh, and the avon is learned out from tzitz. V'yalef avon mitzitz. Namar kan avon, it says here avon, by the Seir Rosh Chodesh. V'namar la'alon, it says it by the tzitz avon, that the tzitz is mechaper on the avon. Malahal on tumas basar, just like the tzitz is only mechaper for a basar, meaning dam, basar, any of those that were hukrav bituma. The tzitz says it is, the kapara still works, right? That tzitz, that's called the tzitz meratza. Tzitz meratza, if the person's tar and the article, the animal, the basar is tame, avkan tumas basar, so too Rabbi Shimon holds that the Seir Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper for the avera of tahar she'achal to basar tame. Says the Gemara, ma'alo halan olin avkan olin. What mean, if you're limiting it to the tzitz, why don't you limit it even further? It's not that it's even mechaper for the chay, it's just that it's ola, that if you bring it as a carbon, it counts. Ma'alhalan olin, afkan olin. So limit it even more. See the Rashi last couple of skinny lines? Ima'alhalan olin, ma'atzitz, eina mechaper al shum chayt. There's no kapara, ela meratza al ha'olin. If you brought a carbon that was tame, it works. It protects the mizbeach, so to speak. Avze yiratza al ha'olin, ki hechadav itzitz. Right, so just maybe it should be limited. The nafkamina Rashi continues, hecha de nishbar hatzitz. What if the tzitz was broken? So then you would have to bring a kapara. So go back to the Gemara, avon ha'eda ksiv. No, it says avon ha'eda. which means there's a kapara. There's a kapara for the Aedah. Says the Gemara, Michti, Gemiri, Min Gemara, Gemiri, Mehadadi, Nechaper, Derosh Chodesh, Adidei, Va'aditzitz. So this is kind of what we started off with today's daf. So once we compare them, so why don't we say it's Mechaper on both? The Rosh Chodesh will be Mechaper on it and on what the Tzitz is Mechaper. Nafkamina, Lehecha, the Nishbar Tzitz. Nafkamina, if there is no Tzitz. Amakra, Avon, Avon Echad, who knows, Seve, no, Seve, it's Avonos. No, it's only Mechaper one. And what about the opposite? Mechaper Tzitz, Adidei, Va'ad, Rosh Chodesh. Maybe the Tzitz should be Mechaper for both. Nafkamina, Lotoma, De'ira, Bein Zelazeh. Right, Tumah that happens after the Seir Rosh Chodesh, before the Tzitz, while the Tzitz is still on the head of the Kohen Gadol. Amakra Osa, Osa no se Avon, Vein Acheres no se Avon. Period. The Tzitz we know has unique special Kedusha that we, has Kodesh Lashem written on it, as the Rambam describes in the Hilchos Bias Mikdash, I think where he describes the Tzitz. But, remember the amazing line of the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, where the Rambam discusses the godless of the Kedusha of Tefillin, and the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedusha Gedolahi, Shekolzman Shetefillin Arosho Shel Adam Alzro Ana V'Yarei V'Nimshach Psicha B'Teila V'Nohar Machshavas Tovos V'Chul. The Rambam says that the Kedusha of Tefillin has tremendous Kedusha. V'Chulu V'Chulu. Right, there's tremendous kedusha of the tefillin, and that he continues how careful we have to be with the kedusha of the tefillin. And Reb Soloveitchik quoted this Rambam to say, and the kedusha of our tefillin has even more kedusha than the tzitz. Even though the tzitz is the power of the tzitz, kodesh l'Hashem, tefillin have many more shemos of Hashem in it. And therefore, we have to realize the kedusha of our tefillin. When we talk about the tzitz, it's always good to remember the kal vachomer, so to speak, and the special way we have to handle our tefillin and make sure that we give it the proper perspective of the kedusha. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Ravashi gives us another answer. Again, the next two dafim we put up from the last cycle, and Bezshem will pick up after. Okay.